This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's called Music in Our Parks. After 2 years of planning, the new music ensemble at Grand Valley State University is launching a new project called Music in Our Parks. And you're listening to one of the pieces from that project, which shows how nature and landscape affect the process of making music. Joining us now from Grand Valley State University is Bill Ryan, director of the GVSU New Music Ensemble. Good to have you back on Stateside, Bill.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
And we welcome one of the members of the new music ensemble. He's a percussionist and a senior music performance major, Joshua Dreyer. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Bill, spell out for us just what is the Music in Our Parks project.
Well, what we're doing is we commissioned five composers to write works in response to parks out in the Southwest United States. And we got the pieces this year and rehearsed them, and now we're traveling to those parks. So we're going to perform the music in the settings that inspired them.
How did that connection between the GVSU New Music Ensemble and Southwest Parks come to be?
Well, that's probably my doing, because I love to backpack and camp and spend time in the outdoors, and have actually toured that area with my family a couple of years ago. So I was trying to think of a way that I could combine my passions, music and the outdoors, and this is what I came up with.
And where did the composers come from?
We have a current student that wrote a piece, a former student that wrote a piece, another one from Michigan. There's a Washington, D.C. one. So there's a wide representation, I guess, of composers, but they all have share this passion with us in terms of the national parks.
Well, let's take a listen right now to a piece. It's called Night Sketches by Ashley Stanley. Now, Ashley is a student member of the ensemble, and seriously, this is her first composition?
Yeah, Ashley's a senior at Grand Valley, and she's a performance major, flutist, and wanted to take compositions this year as a way to give her a little insight into her playing. And so she started in the fall, wrote this early in the fall semester, and we were all sort of blown away on the results.
I think she's opened the door to some new ways to express her gifts. Joshua Dreyer, can you give us a sense of what playing outdoors? You're going to be playing someplace like Arches National Park in Utah. How does playing outdoors inspire and inform your performance?
It's a different environment, and it's getting used to responding to the environments you play in is an extremely difficult process. And from night to night, we play in different halls, and it's always a process of adjusting to what it sounds like and what it feels like. And outdoors is something that you don't get used to, because you don't have a lot of opportunities to play outdoors. Some of the pieces we have, one of the pieces, we actually go out in the parks and we have field recorders and we can record sounds of nature. And those will be played back during the piece. That piece is a Red Vesper. And it's sort of a different aspect of it, interacting with an environment that is not very common.
So it's really gives us as the audience a sense of how nature and landscape can really influence the music-making process.
Yeah, precisely.
Now, I have to ask, are there any plans to do something similar to this in Michigan parks? I think what we can all say, we feel a little jealous that the folks out in the Southwest get a crack at listening to this.
Yeah, this is a long-term hope that I haven't shared with anyone, is that this is very successful. And, I mean, there are a lot of parks across this country, a lot of beautiful places to see. And I would love to have this only be the first installment of this idea, where we do this annually or every other year. And by the end, we'll have taken this project to every national park in the country, including Michigan's, yeah.
So we will look forward to that. We've been speaking with Bill Ryan, Grand Valley State University. He directs the New Music Ensemble. And with Josh Dreyer, a percussionist and a member of the New Music Ensemble. Their parks tour is now until May 6th.